Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The Lakani will be arriving at our Gustavus Terminal in about 5 minutes.
The first ferry between Juneau and Gustavus sailed on November 23rd, 2010.
I waited pretty much most of my life and just thought it was a dream that would never, ever happen.
Sylvia Peterson has spent her whole life in Gustavus, a town with a year-round population of 450. She's also spent most of her life in fear of flying, which used to be the only way to get to and from Gustavus. So whenever Peterson left home, she had to take anxiety pills.
There was no other option. So, I mean, I did it because you have to, but I never liked it. And all the pilots would humor me and say, it's a Sylvia day or not.
Now Peterson doesn't let 6 weeks pass by without traveling to Juneau by ferry. She goes for medical purposes and visits her mother in the Juneau Pioneer Home. On this particular journey, Peterson went with her mother to the senior ball, something Peterson would have never considered if it meant flying. Gustavus residents Leslie Sirstad and Betty Markey are also traveling back home from Juneau.
I'm working on family record kinds of things, so I got some scrapbook things. That was the real reason why I went in.
That's Sirstad. Markey's trip was for a similar purpose.
I went in to get supplies and just to look around.
Markey went to Costco and Fred Meyer, which are common stops for Gustavus residents who want to fill their vehicles, an option now possible because of the ferry. Sirstad and Markey also go to Juneau to take a break.
To change the scenery, make home look better.
And to get to go to a restaurant, a different restaurant, different foods, because you're limited in Gustavus.
By choice.
Mm-hmm. We're not complaining. We're happy the way it is.
Barb Miranda Bruno is also happy with the way it is. In fact, she may have liked Gustavus better before the ferry. Bruno is co-owner of Sunnyside Market, a health food store and cafe that opened in 2007 and is geared toward locals. While the ferry does bring more people to her business, Bruno says inaccessibility is a key reason residents live in Gustavus. She calls herself a fence-sitter regarding the ferry.
It's just busier. It just changes the way Gustavus was. And if you talk to the old-timers, I mean, before the road was paved, that was a big deal. Before electricity, that was a big deal. And now we have the ferry, so there's these incremental changes that slowly have Gustavus become a little bit more like other places. And I think a lot of us chose to live here because it was different.
Toshua Parker comes from a homesteading family in Gustavus. He's the owner of Toshco,
which is a grocery and lumber and hardware and clothing and marine and everything else store.
It's no coincidence that his store has been around for as many years as the Alaska Marine Highway has been going to Gustavus. Parker says he started his business because of the ferry.
Without the ferry, there would be really no way for us to get these materials out here economically enough that we could pass the savings on to the customers and really hit the price point that we need to hit to make this work. At this point, I don't know how we'd survive without it. It's really been a godsend for us out here.
An example of those savings? The price of a gallon of milk is $5.99. Parker says it was double that before his store opened. Toshco and Sunnyside Market are the only grocery stores in town. Gustavus is the gateway to Glacier Bay National Park, so residents are used to seeing tourists. But Kelly McLaughlin, owner of Fireweed Gallery and Coffee Shop, says the ferry has changed the type of people who come to Gustavus.
We see a lot more independent travelers that aren't looking to spend a lot of money that just want to come see Gustavus. So there's a higher traffic, but maybe not as much money spent.
The ferry is also bringing in more vehicles.
The traffic is a little bit difficult sometimes because we're not used to quite so many cars. People haven't quite figured out how to deal with all that, but it's coming.
Peterson is confident Gustavus residents will bend with the changes. They'll need to. In October, the Alaska Marine Highway plans twice weekly trips between Gustavus and Juneau year-round. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.